We're doing Sidra Dorot. Terach was born the year 8078, when Nachor, his father, was 29 years old. Terach lived 205 years. He quotes over here that in the Sefer Yuchsin, there's a footnote that says that Terach lived 70 years till Avram was born, the year 1948, and he lived a total of 205 years. And that's the year 2153. And he says that's an error, because here you see that we calculated that when Avram was born, the year was 948. And add to that 205 that Terach was alive, and you end up with 2,153. And he says, no, because Terach was 70 years old when he gave birth to Avram. So then Terach had another 135 years left to live. Not like he said. And then Terach passed away in the year 2,083 and not in the year 2,153. Okay. He writes over here that Terach was the first one to print coins. First one to make coins was Terach. He was into the money-making business. Terach was 38 years old in the year 1,916, and he gave birth to Haran and to Nachol, and then Haran was 32 years older than Avram. That's what it says, that Haran was 42 and Avram was 10. And that doesn't work with what Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in the Medrash Rabbah, that Avram was Nachor's big brother and big brother to Haran by 2 years. So there are different sources here. Chazal seems to say Avram was their big brother. Haran came from a different mother than Avram. He brings over here that he brings all kinds of Kabbalistic things. He says that Aaron was a Gilgal of Haran. Okay, all kinds of things. Kabbalistically, Haran reappeared in Achav ben Kulia and Tzidkia ben Maaseya and Rav Nisim. Okay, whatever, I don't know what any of this means. Haran was 70 years old. He married a woman named Amatla'a bat Kal Nevo. Okay, so her name appears in Chazal. Amatla'a bat Kal Nevo. That's Avram's mother. She had a son named Avram. The name Avram reflects that he will be uplifted over all the nobles. Avram was born when Shem was 390 years old. He lived another 175 years. Now Avram was born in the city of Kukka. Okay, that's what Chazal discuss. Avram comes in the secret of Adam Arishon. That Adam Arishon in some way was over the Avodah Zarah and came again in Terach, and that's why Avram fixes that aspect of Adam Arishon. He brings here all kinds of things again in Gilgulim, that Terach and his wife reappeared in Eov and his wife, and she was also Dina, the daughter of Yaakov. Avram's spark comes from Michael, Yitzchak's spark from Gavriel, Yaakov from Uriel. And before Yaakov could come to the world, Gavriel's spark appeared in Chanoch. And Chanoch and Yaakov looked the same. And when Adam's spirit went up, it came back in the form of Chanoch. And Achiyah Shiloni was again a Gilgal of Avram. Okay, so all this is Kabbalistic stuff, whatever it means. Amatla bat Kal Nevo. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that's the name of Avram Avinu's mother. And she reappeared to fix whatever she had to fix in the world with the woman and her seven sons who were killed by the king. Remember the story the Gemara tells us that when the kids were being executed, the king said, bow to my idol, and each one gave him a different pasuk, and so he killed each one, what we say, Chana v'shiva banel. And finally, the little boy, she took the little boy aside, the king said, I'll drop my ring, you'll bend down and pick up my ring, and then they'll think you bowed to my idol, at least it'll look like you respected me. And the kid said no. So the mother, before they executed the boy, the mother called him over and said, so she said, boy, go tell Avram your father, and she told her boys, go tell Avram your father, you bound one son, I bound seven. You had a test, but it didn't happen. I did it. I gave up my children. And then she went and she died. So this is the idea that she fixed the what Amat Labat Karnevo had to fix in the world. And just like Terach reappeared in Eov, who suffered, so too this mother suffered. Nimrod threw Avram, her son, into the furnace, but he wasn't able to do anything, meaning it didn't have any impact. But here you see it did have an impact. When the mother gave up her seven sons, that had an impact. It changed the world. When Avram was thrown into the furnace, he says that, whatever that means, it did lost Saroshim. I don't know what that means. I guess, again, it's a Kabbalistic concept. Okay, so all this was Kabbalistic stuff. Now back to the regular Medrash. Amat Labat Karnevo, on the night she gave birth to Avram, so Terach's servants came, and the wise men of Nimrod, and they all had a big party in Terach's house. And as they left Terach's house, they celebrated Terach, this big guy in their government, they had a boy. So they're leaving the house, and they look up to the sky, and they see a star, a big star coming out of the east, and it's a shooting star, and they see that star destroy four other stars from the four edges of the heavens, and they wondered, and they said, what's that a sign of? They said, it must be a sign that the baby that was born here by Terach will grow and conquer all of the land. So the next morning, they came to Nimrod the king, and they told him, look, this is what we saw last night, and we ask that tomorrow you should pay off the father and kill the boy. So he liked what they said, and he called in Terach, told him over the whole story, said to Terach, tell me what's it worth to you. I want the boy. Tell me how much money it's going to cost me. I don't want you to bring up a child that's going to be a danger to all of society. Tell me if you want me to fill your house with gold and silver, tell me what you want. Terach says, you know what, my master the king, you could do what you want, but let me just tell you what happened to me last night. Ayun ben Mored, whoever that is, came to me and said to me, give me that big good horse that the king gave you, and I'll pay you gold and silver, and I'll fill your house with hay, and I'll give you whatever you want. And if you want, my master the king, I'll do what you want. This one's saying, I don't follow what's going on here. 1 second. So he tells the king, he offered me all this money for the horse you gave me as a gift. So he says, okay, my master the king, I just want to ask you, what should I do? you gave me a gift, you gave me this fantastic horse, and now they're offering me a lot of money to give up, to give the horse. So the king got upset and said, are you stupid? You're a wealthy man. I gave you a gift, I gave you a horse, you're going to give it away for money? How could it be? Don't you respect me? Don't you value me? I gave you such a good horse for money. Are you lacking any money? You're a wealthy man. For money, for gold or silver, you'd give up a horse I gave you? So Terach said, okay, so just like you answered me, my master the king, you also told me, give up a boy for gold and silver. You're telling me I shouldn't give up a horse you gave me as a gift for gold and silver. Well, what about the boy you just asked me for? You asked me for my son for gold and silver. What am I going to do with all that gold and silver after my boy is dead? Who's going to inherit me? When I die, all the gold and silver is going to go back to the king. Whereas here I have a boy who can continue. So when the king heard Terach and he heard the allegory he gave the king, so the king got very upset because Terach had outsmarted him. And Terach saw that the king was very upset at him. And he said, okay, my master the king, everything I own is yours and my son is yours. You don't have to pay me a penny. I'm giving you my boy. I'm giving you his two big brothers. You do whatever you want. Everything's yours. So Terach's very smart. He understands that even though he won the argument, he could lose his life now and the boy. So he figures, okay, let me give him everything and see. So the king says, no, I want to buy your boy. I'll pay. I only want your small son, and I'll pay you top dollar for him. So Terach tells the king, give me 3 days, and let me think it over. Let me talk to my family, and let me convince everyone of what you said. So Terach has 3 days. He comes home, and we'll pick up here next week. You want to finish the story?
A little bit.
Okay.
You sure?
Okay. So Terach comes home, and he tells everyone what the king said. So everyone got very scared. On the third day, the king sent word, send me the boy for the price, and if not, I'm killing everyone in your house. There won't be anything left over from your family. So Terach quickly took one of the servant's children. One of his servants had a baby on the same day that Avram was born. He took that baby and he brought it before the king, and he took all the money from the king. And the king took that baby and smashed his head on the floor, scattered his brains all over the floor. And he was sure that with that he killed Avram. And from that day onward, everyone was calm, the king was calm. He thought the story was over. And this was how Hashem helped save Avram from the third day Avram was born. Avram was 3 days old, and Nimrod already wanted him dead. And Terach took Avram and his mother and the wet nurse and hid them in a cave. And every month he'd bring them the food they needed. And Hashem helped Avram. And for 10 years, Avram grew up in a cave. And the king and his officers thought that the king had succeeded in killing Avram. There's a piyut that we say on Rosh Hashanah that says that Hashem hadn't been for 13 years in the ground. There are different midrashim about how Avram had to hide in a cave. Meaning he's quoting one. There are other midrashim that say that Nimrod saw that a star was born, and he decreed that all children, all boys, would be thrown into the river. And so Avram's mother went out into a cave and hid with him and gave birth to him in a cave and brought him up in a cave. And then there's a midrash that says that his parents put him out in a cave, and they were scared that Nimrod would catch him, and Hashem had him grow up in that cave and miraculously had him develop in the cave. Different midrashim. This angel came, that angel came. They gave him a stone of honey. They gave him a stone of oil. They brought him up. Different midrashim about how he grew up in a cave. But the midrashim all say that there was a period from when Avram was a baby that he had to grow up in a cave. That Nimrod wanted him dead from the time he was a baby.
How do we, like,